let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. And when I got there,
and for a little run, I did. Chris Uzinski here. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. If you're not familiar with Running Flat Radio, we're the show all about endurance sports, mostly running, and, well, you know what, some cycling, some triathlon. But really, at Running Flat, we produce really fun kind of endurance events here in Southern Ontario, Michigan. So this show kind of takes you through some really cool stories in health and fitness and really even behind our sport. So it's really a show that kind of takes you kind of behind the scenes of what's happening and running and through the personalities. And today we're actually going to have a really interesting show. You know, so first off, last week, which was downloaded an incredible amount of times, our good friend John Stanton, the founder of the Running Room stores, all 117 of them across Canada and the United States, making him the largest specialty chain store in North America. He was on, and he's such a wonderful guest. We, you know, I think John's been on, I think it was his sixth time on Running Flat Radio in the last 3 years, and just a great guy. So if you're actually going to be at the Scotiabank Waterfront Marathon in a couple weeks, stop by the expo, see John. There'll be a big Running Room display there. Just wait in line. It's worth the wait to meet him and talk to him. He's a wonderful man. But yeah, and if not, and you want to listen to the podcast because you missed it, go to runningflat.com/radio to kind of stream it, or go to iTunes at Running Flat Radio for this week's download. And this is, believe it or not, the 99th radio show podcast on iTunes. The 99th. Crazy, no? Dave O, the voice of Running Flat Events, is actually in the studio with me, guest co-hosting today.
Happy anniversary.
99.
You look good
like
for 99.
This is like the Wayne Gretzky edition of Running Flat
that
Radio.
That is correct.
So this week we have a really cool show for you. We're speaking to an award-winning author and a columnist for Prevention Magazine. She writes for Men's Health and Red Book. Mary Grace Taylor has given up her deodorant for 2 weeks. And then wrote about it. Yep, it's going to be a stinky mess here on Running Flat Radio, and she's going to join us not in studio. Just
that's good news.
So she'll be joining us from I believe California for that interview, and you know, we're also going to talk a little bit later on about Dean Karnazes, who's going to be on the show. We're going to talk about this cycling and helmet. Just a really crazy article that came out this week that I want to kind of sit down and touch upon with you. Some of the other things that are going on. So, and also we have Song of the Week. We've got Ben Kaplan from Iron Magazine talking about the journey to the marathon. And like I said, if you're interested in the last 3 years of the show, just grab it on podcast and enjoy. So let's talk about some really fun Running Flat events that are on tap over the next couple weeks to couple months. And then we're in high gear right now for 17, and we're almost in high gear for 18. That's how far the planning is in advance for what we're actually doing. So Le Chocolat is going to be opening up really soon. So watch for it. Watch for it in your email chain that we send out every Monday, Tuesday. We send out the newsletter. Also, you know, take a look at the Facebook page for Le Chocolat in Windsor, Ontario. It's a half. It's a 10. It's a 5K. It's a walk. You can walk any of those as well. And it's going to be a new start finish line area, which we haven't really announced. But, you know, for my listeners, I'll tell you what we're doing. We're going to put it all at Riverfront Plaza. So race kit pickup. And we're going to have start finish right there. So it's all going to be common right in front of all the hotels. I mean, we have over 1,500 tourists that do that race. So I think it's imperative that we kind of blend it all together. Put it all in one central area, and then we don't have to worry about the massive traffic jam we actually have in Walkerville, right? Which is it's too congested. The race is way too big now for Walkerville, so we pretty much have to move this. So new course layout because of that. There's tons of wine, lots of swag. We've also got tons of chocolate, and of course, firemen, which is, you know, the big draw, you know. Le Chocolat. For more information about that, watch your Facebook for Le Chocolat or the emails that we send out every week. Zombie Chase is this Saturday night. Here's a Zombie Chase medal.
It's amazing. It is a very sharp metal.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, it's glow in the dark.
Oh, absolutely. Glows in the dark. It's designed by Daniel Bombardier over at here in Windsor. He's a graffiti artist, a real great pop artist. And you can actually, Denial Art is the name of his company. And if you go to Zombie Chase Windsor, you can see that. Or if, actually on my Facebook as well. I just put it out there. It's a really cool looking medal. So if you use the code SUNSET, Sunset Produce is one of our sponsors. They're sponsoring a $10 off code that you can register for right now. So all you have to do is go to runningflat.com, click on the Zombie Chase logo on the main page, and then just put in Sunset and get your $10 off. We also have Rock Bottoms. Rock Bottom Bar and Grill is one of our sponsors. Sunset and Afria, makers of medical cannabis.
It's a really great race. It's not even a race. It's more of a thing to do. Something to do on the Thanksgiving weekend.
It's a crazy family event. Without a doubt, what happens is, you know, everyone gets dressed up.
Yep.
And they all come down to the parking lot near the bridge on the Windsor side of the river, and it's absolutely amazing because there's something magical about, you know, 7:15 and the sun is down and it's on the other side of the bridge and the bridge lights start turning on and you got the reflection off the water and all of a sudden it gets dark and it's really a magical event. I cannot describe it any better than that.
No, it's a lot of fun. It's not a competitive event. I think everybody that comes out just enjoys the family atmosphere and the fact that they're getting out on a Saturday night after eating too much turkey. It's just a great fun time.
We're all just trying to get away from Uncle Bob's new life.
That's right.
So, Zombie Chase this Saturday starts shortly after 7. 5 o'clock is actually when race kit pickup starts. We got three really cool areas that we've kind of added more stuff to this year. We've got our hazmat guys. We've got our Grim Reapers and the Devil. And we've also got the zombie cheerleaders. It's going to be a lot of fun. Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. Always sold out. That's just the way it is. It's one of those events that sells out very quickly. But there is a waiting list. And, you know, I can't really talk about too many other events for next year yet because of permitting issues and a bunch of them are coming back. Canada Day is coming back for the 150th anniversary of Canada. It's going to be huge.
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 Yeah, huge.
So I, without a doubt, that's going to be a lot of fun. We're knee deep in doing the art for that right now. And hopefully by December, we'll be able to release who the top three are that you need to vote on to go on the medal. For this year coming up, so we're working on that as well.
No, it's been a good year, and looks like the planning's in stage for a great next year. And I know you've got a few tricks up your sleeve, as always.
More than just a few, yeah. I can tell you that. You know what? You're listening to Running Flat Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Introduction to today.
Local news, I like to keep up with that as well.
The Morning Drive on AM 800.
On the next Morning Drive, same word, different pronunciations. What's the deal? We'll do that at 6:50.
And at 7:20, it's Answer Me This. And whatever happened to that tenor who held up a sign during the baseball All-Star game back in July? He's going to be our contestant.
And don't forget, find us on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Search at Mike Lisa 800.
The Morning Drive with Mike and Lisa.
Why are Essex County libraries still closed? Our community has been deprived of library services for over 3 months and counting. Seniors, children, and adults have been shut out of their community hubs. Now students can't use the library's computers to do research for their homework. Essex County Council is using libraries as pawns to change a sick plan that will not save any money and cost more to manage. Please call your mayors and tell them to stop using libraries as pawns and open our libraries.
A message from CUPE. AM 800 Weather is brought to you by Devonshire Mall. Join blogger and stylist Amanda Reed from the Rose City Style Guide as she showcases what's hot this fall at hashtag Devonshire Style. Visit DevonshireMall.com for details.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center for tonight. Partly cloudy with light southeast winds, the low of 13. A mix of sun and cloud for tomorrow. Gusty south winds to 40 kilometers per hour in the morning, the high of 24. Partly cloudy for tomorrow night, a 40% chance of showers developing, the low of 17. A mix of sun and cloud for Thursday, the high of 24.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and the cyclists are, you guessed it, cycling. The City of Windsor and the Windsor Bicycling Committee would like to remind everyone to obey the rules of the road and use extra caution. Improve the safety of your bicycle trip and always ride your bike on the right side of the road. Never ride your bike against traffic. Motorists, always watch out for cyclists. Brought to you by the City of Windsor and the Windsor Bicycling Committee. Learn more at cyclewindsor.ca.
News can change in the blink of an eye.
Current events, world events.
You know, you live in the world, you want to know what's going on, and you want to just make sure you have your finger on the pulse.
AM 800 CKLW. Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here. My special guest host, Dave O, joins us. Dave O is the voice of Running Flat events. If you've been to any of our races, you're familiar with that. And our first guest tonight is Mary Grace Taylor, an award-winning health and wellness writer who writes for Prevention, Red Book, and Men's Health and others. She loves cooking, reading, and taking epically long walks. She's spending the fall down in Berkeley, California with her husband and dog, which is where we catch her this evening. Welcome to Running Flat Radio, Mary Grace Taylor.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. You know, I got to tell you, I came across your article in Prevention, and went, what? And it's titled, I Gave Up Deodorant for 2 Weeks in the Middle of Summer. Here's what happened. And I had to click it. I had to read it. Because it was so compelling to me. Because as runners and folks who, you know, go running every day, and, you know, some of the things that we're always battling is how do you get the stink out of our tech shirts and out of our gear and stuff like that. So, you know, there's always, you know, you're always putting gear on first thing in the morning before you run, going like, does it stink or does it not? Oh, well, you know, let's go for a race. So, you know, why did you give up deodorant for 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's a good question. So actually an editor came to me and asked if I was interested in giving this a try. And to be honest, I really wasn't, because it was the middle of the summer and I didn't want to stink. So I kind of had to convince myself, you know, to give this a try. So I did a little bit of research, you know, into some of the potential health effects of antiperspirants. And while there's no research saying that, you know, antiperspirants cause cancer, you know, there's no studies out there proving that. There was some research showing that, you know, it's known that estrogen exposure is a risk factor for breast cancer, and antiperspirants get their sweat-blocking properties from aluminum, which does exhibit estrogenic activity in human breast tissue. So it kind of seemed like if there was a way to sort of, you know, minimize my chemical load by minimizing my use of antiperspirant, that might be a good thing.
There's
so
also
I
that
gave it a try.
And there's also that tie in between Alzheimer's, right? And people saying, oh, the aluminum from the antiperspirant, anti deodorant is what causes the deposits in the plaque, you know, for Alzheimer's. I've heard that for years as well.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. I didn't look into that. But you know, experts do say that, you know, there are so many different estrogen mimicking chemicals in all of the personal care products we use, and nobody really knows, you know, what the effects of that chemical load is going to be on your body. So it seems like, you know, the fewer sort of chemical containing products that you can use, chances are the better off you'll probably be.
Yeah, and it's also, I guess, part of the chemical cocktail too, right? Because if you're using that in your armpits and using, you know, other stuff, you know, for cologne or whatever else, or for moisturizer, I mean, it all kind of compounds, does it not?
Exactly. Yes, that's what experts seem to think. Yeah.
So how did the first day must have been kind of odd, because really kind of putting on deodorant is almost you do it without thinking, right? I mean, you kind of dry off, and then, you know, as you're leaving the washroom, I know for me, I just kind of throw it on as I put a shirt on. So you have to consciously stop and not put it on.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like something was missing a little bit. Yeah. luckily, you know, in the beginning of the experiment, it turned out to be not too hot. You know, it was only about 80 degrees. So really for those first couple of days, it was, you know, aside from getting over that hurdle of just not putting it on, you know, as part of my morning routine, I was actually pretty comfortable, and no one said anything to me. And I didn't really feel like I was sweaty or stinky. So that was pretty nice in the beginning.
And is this like going totally au naturel? Like, I mean, you're giving up commercially bought products, so you're not using the salt block, you're not using like cornstarch, you're not using like natural remedies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I did. When I was much younger, I had experimented with the salt block. For me, it didn't really do much, so I didn't want to bother with it this time. And I also just, I don't know, some of those natural remedies just really weren't very appealing to me. I've heard of things like lemon juice, which seemed like it maybe would kind of sting a little bit. So I didn't really want to use that. And then I've heard of, you could make a baking soda paste with baking soda and water, which just seemed messy.
Yeah.
You know, so I just figured I was just going to, yeah, go on natural. And that's what I did.
And so what did you find after the first week?
So, yeah, like I said, the first week wasn't so bad because the weather wasn't that hot. You know, I am outside a lot, but I guess I'm not a huge sweater. And it, you know, it was fine when it was about that 80-degree mark. But then towards the second week, we got a bit of a heat wave. It was in the 90s. It was pretty humid. And I was sweating a lot. And it felt pretty gross.
And so were you obviously outside, like you didn't change your lifestyle at all, right? I mean, you still went to meetings, met with people, went out for social gatherings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I didn't change my lifestyle at all. Fortunately, I do work from home. I'm a writer. So at least I didn't have to deal with any sort of professional obstacles of, you know, coworkers or supervisors, you know, thinking I smell. So that in itself was nice. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm out and about every day. And yet, you know, hang out with friends and sometimes go to a cafe to work. And
so
yeah,
no anonymous email to the HR department saying that you need to talk to.
Right. No, thankfully, no.
And so when you were planning on going out for a coffee or meeting somebody for drinks, you know, in the evening, would you actually shower and then go?
I would shower, but I did sort of wash just under my arms with a warm soapy cloth. I did that a couple times a day, and that in itself just sort of helped me feel a little bit refreshed. You know, I guess I realized, you know, if I did work in an office, that maybe would be a little bit more difficult to do. But given my schedule and my lifestyle, that worked out pretty well.
So look, I have a 16-year-old boy at home. And mm-hmm. And anyone who has, you know, young teenage boys knows that there's not even enough deodorant in the world. On a good day, sometimes to kind of solve that issue. What's that? Axe, yes, as a brand that my son wears. So,
yeah.
You know, what is it that you've discovered about yourself? Was it tolerable? Like, could you actually continue going on?
It was tolerable, but I didn't really enjoy it. I discovered that I don't need deodorant, or I don't need antiperspirant every day. You know, as long as it's not too hot, I discovered that I can probably get by without it. But I did discover on days when it does get really hot and I wasn't wearing it, I did feel a little bit self-conscious. You know, I was a little bit concerned that the person standing next to me in line at the coffee shop, or even my husband, you know, sitting next to me on the couch, thought I stunk. And my husband did mention to me at one point, you know, in a very gentle, nice way.
He's loving
like, I think you stink a little bit. Yeah. Did you think a little bit? And it was, you know, we've been married a long time. It was still a little embarrassing. So yeah, I learned that I can get by without it, and I will get by without it sometimes, but I'm not afraid to pull it out if I feel like I'm really going to need it, I guess.
So in your look back at this, is it a cultural thing? Is deodorant and antiperspirant, is it a like a cultural thing that we do here in North America versus what the rest of the world is doing? And is it all, it's a modern times thing, of course.
Yeah, I think it is a bit of a cultural thing. I've been to Europe, and it seems like antiperspirant isn't quite as popular there as it is here. And like I said, I mean, there definitely was that self-consciousness factor, you know, that played a big part on those days where I was feeling sweaty. I couldn't really smell myself, but I was concerned that other people could smell me and wonder sort of, what are these people thinking of me? Do they think I'm dirty? And that's a little bit uncomfortable.
Right.
That was sort of an interesting thing to discover.
Yeah. You know, runners, typically we kind of lose all that, you know, like mm-hmm. it's in the marathon, like it's okay to fart. Like it's, you know, we all know that we have to go to the washroom. I mean, and when there's no washrooms, people go on the side of the road and in the bushes. And I mean, we kind of leave the pleasantries to the side. Right. And smell's going to occur anyway. Right. So it's a fascinating look from our angle, from the endurance world that, you know, what we do is smell. Like we sweat to smell, and
right.
and it's something that we have to do. So one last question, any endorsement deals from like Secret or anybody out there for you?
No, unfortunately not. Haven't heard from anybody, but if there's anyone out there who wants to send me free deodorant, or antiperspirant, I keep calling it deodorant, but it's antiperspirant. Yeah, I'd be happy to take it off your hands because I do use it still from time to time.
Mary Grace, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure.
Mary Grace Taylor is an award-winning health and wellness writer, and she wrote an article, I Gave Up Deodorant for 2 weeks in the Middle of Summer, and Here's What Happened. It's in Prevention Magazine, and you can also go to marygrace.com for more information and her other articles. Always a lot of fun here on Running Flat Radio. You are listening to Running Flat Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Father Winter here. Wish your house had more insulation?
Actually, good for insulation. Union Gas took care of it. Free.
Free?
The Home Weatherization Program. We install insulation and provide other energy-saving upgrades to income-eligible households.
Surely, must be chilly here and there.
New insulation, so no.
Cut your energy bill by up to 30% for free. Apply online at uniongas.com/weatherization.
This is not good for Father Winter.
This is Dave. Dave just taught his 61-year-old mother how to text. He gets messages like, "Are you at work safe? Did you eat breakfast? Answer me right now, young man." He's got 15 messages, and it's only 9:18 a.m. Dave needs a hearty breakfast to get him through his morning, so he enjoys the new zesty BLT Morning McWrap from McDonald's, made with freshly scrambled eggs and crispy bacon. Now he can respond to his emails, posts, and his mom's 16 messages. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
The city of Windsor is facing budget pressures of $17.2 million heading into next year. Treasurer Joe Mancina has submitted his interim budget report to council. The report says if nothing is done to reduce the pressures, it would result in a 4.4% tax increase in 2017. Mancina says it's just a starting point and administration is reviewing submissions from departments to reduce the tax burden. Parents, listen up. There will be another parking enforcement blitz in Windsor tomorrow. Officers will be handing out tickets for illegal parking and stopping around Walkerville High School. They'll also be targeting the area around St. Anne Elementary School. A 32-year-old worker at a job site in Chatham has been critically injured in an industrial accident. Police say it happened just before noon today at the site on Skein Road. The workers suffer what police describe as life-threatening injuries. The Tecumseh Ward 2 by-election is 10 days away, but ballots are now being cast. Voting is being conducted online or by phone. If voters have not received their information letter, they're asked to contact Town Hall. In sports, Blue Jays and Orioles meet at Rogers Center for the American League wildcard game. Toronto won the season series 10-9. In provincial junior hockey league action tonight, Essex on home ice against Wallaceburg. Right now in the first period, the 73s lead it by a score of 3-0. Weather-wise, partly cloudy for tonight, the low of 13. Right now in Windsor, it's 19 Celsius, 66 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Uzinski. Dave O is in the studio with me. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
You know, I'm going to leave this prevention article. I gave up deodorant for 2 weeks in the middle of summer, and here's what happened. I'm going to leave this for Mike K. Cook in the morning.
Good idea.
I'll leave this on his chair for him. You know, it's there's so many exciting things going on with Running Flat Radio, I got to tell you. Next week, we got Dr. Wadia Tarhuni, who's been a guest on here a couple times before. We're going to do our annual cardiac checkup show. Brilliant, brilliant cardiologist. Has got this wonderful technology that he's been deploying here that's been really, it's revolutionary. And we can talk about it next week. But what's really important to know is that all runners should go to their cardiologist. They should have their, they should get a full workup. They should get a really good understanding of their, of the cardio workup and get your doctor's approval. It's, you know, we were there in 09 when Detroit had the three deaths. You know, look at, it happens in the sport. Cardiac, sudden cardiac arrest and incidences happen in marathon running. But the reality is your local mall kills more people a year than our entire sport does. You just don't hear about it. It won't make front page news that someone had a cardiac arrest in the food court, you know, mowing down on an Orange Julius or whatever, right? So, you know, that's the part that you got to know is that you want to get checked out before you're putting that load on race day and in your training. So Dr. Wadia is in next week. And then Melissa Bishop, she's in. She's back. She's back. She'll be back in town and she'll be joining us, the Canadian record holder. We welcome her back. Awesome, awesome guest host.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Just so, amazing accomplishments. So proud of her.
Yep, absolutely. So she'll be in. And then I think the week after that, we got our old buddy Dean Karnazes on. So if you're not familiar with the name Dean Karnazes, he's probably one of the most famous ultra marathoners in the world. He's been on the show before. When I was in Los Angeles in February, it was at the LA Marathon Expo. I'm walking through the expo, and there's Dino. He's out there signing autographs and being Dean Karnazes for Fitbit. He was representing Fitbit. So he's out there, and he goes, "Hey, Uzinski." He goes, "You know, I got this new book coming out in October, so we'll have you on." So he sent me a copy of the book. It's called The Road to Sparta. And he goes, "Dude, I almost died." I said, "Now what?" He goes, he was eating nuts and berries and drinking water, and he ran across Greece. He ran across Greece in the summer. He did basically what Philippides did in 490 B.C., And that's the whole premise of what he's done, because Philippides ran 36 hours straight from Athens to Sparta to seek help for defending Athens from the Persian invasion. So he replicated that run.
Amazing.
And almost died doing it. And I think he was even wearing like a loincloth the whole time and sandals. Wow. Like, I mean, he was totally hardcore about it. So Dean's going to be on in a
that
couple
will
weeks.
Be a great show.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's just such a wonderful guy. Everybody loves him. You know, and if you're kind of familiar with him, he was the guy who was on Oprah. He'd been on 2020, 60 Minutes. He's been around for a number of years as just the guy who won't stop running. So Dean Karnazes will be on, I think, about 3 weeks. But we'll get you some more information on that. So one of the things that kind of drove me crazy, you and I talked a couple weeks ago about that stupid Apple ad that played on the Emmy Awards.
Right.
That was the guy who's all in black, getting on his black bike
in a lightning storm.
In the night with a lightning storm approaching in the mountains, and he's going to go out for a ride.
Right.
And I was just screaming at, you know, the TV going, it's absolutely everything that's bad about, you know, it's everything we're trying not to do with people. We want more reflective material. We don't want people riding at night in the middle of storms, you know, and lightning storms. So you finally got a chance to see that ad.
I did, and someone in my family commented on the same thing. I didn't even have to tell them in advance. I saw the commercial, and before I could even say something, my son mentioned that it's such bad behavior, such a bad behavioral choice.
Oh, it's just, it's negligent. In biking safety and cycling safety and everything else, it's just a stupid ad. Anyway, another thing that happened in the news, which I thought was absolutely bizarre, was this is from ABC News in Australia. Do cycling helmets save lives? Researchers reject doubters and say fatal injuries are greatly reduced. A new study has put to bed the notion that helmets can make cycling injuries worse or prevent people from riding. Researchers say the University of NSW Studies Research and Injury Prevention Conference in Finland this week showed helmets reduced fatal head injuries by about 65%. Statistician Jake Oliver presented his findings. He was told that Libby Gore, that the results were overwhelming. We collected data from over 40 different studies using data from over 64,000 injured cyclists. We found that helmet use was associated with about a 50% reduction of head injuries of any severity, about 70% reduction in serious head injuries for those who are usually a skull fracture or internal cranial injury or bleeding of the brain. There's no association between helmet use and neck injuries. And what I want to know, who the hell thinks that not wearing a helmet is safer than wearing a helmet?
Like, it's another one of those studies you just shake your head and you wonder why. Why did they waste the money on this? You know, I've cycled for a number of years. I've crashed a couple times and bounced my head, and I am so glad that I have a helmet on every single time. So it's a no-brainer, no pun intended.
But there's actually somebody out there who's saying that don't wear your helmets because you'll be safer in the long run, or in an accident or an injury. Or
absolutely, it makes no sense.
It
makes no sense.
And they probably are breeding and having kids and stuff like that too. Oh my gosh. So look at, listen. That's from our friends at ABC in Melbourne, Australia. It's interesting. You know, we've been talking about it for a long time, that always wear a helmet.
Always. Always.
And always run against traffic, please.
Yes.
It gives you that opportunity to see the car coming, even if they don't see you, and you can jump out of the way. It's a critical point. If you're running on a road, especially like a larger road, like a four-lane road, run against traffic, especially something that's county road, you know, in the 60, 70, 80 kilometer an hour range. You want to have that opportunity to be able to jump out of the way.
It's just one of those many, many common sense things, such as not riding your bike in the dark without lights on, you know, things of that nature. The common sense things that we seem to be missing out on a lot.
We're not even going to get into politics. We're not going to talk about the U.S. election. All we're going to talk about today is running and, of course, having fun cycling. And so, look, running events are for us, road racing, are starting to come to an end. We have the Detroit Free Press Marathon coming up in 2 weeks, almost, well, 10 days.
Yep.
I'm running the half along with a lot of the folks who are running in the Running Flat crew are running the half.
Looking forward to seeing you as you come across the bridge.
Yeah, and you always are at the bottom of the bridge in Canada.
I'll be pumping up 20,000 of my closest friends as they run by and high five and get them all thinking about anything but running at that point in time.
I can assure you I will not be at the front of the pack.
I don't think you will. No. And then I have another fellow who will be down at the tunnel entrance trying to motivate everybody as well, too. So it's just all part of making it a fun day for everybody.
Right. So Detroit put out an email this last week where they're having some shirt issues, some race shirt issues. And basically what they're doing is they're saying, hey, you know what, we're having some issues and we're not going to have our shirts in time for the race. So, and hats off to them, extremely proactive and very generous what they're going to do is they're going to give you a cotton tee, a reg pickup, which I'm sure is going to be super cool. And then what they're going to do is mail you that shirt when they're available and get it to you. So, you know what? I got to tell you, folks, in running, lots of things happen and go wrong. And, you know, people don't see any of it. As a race director, I can assure you that lots of things go wrong. Because there's a lot of moving parts to making an event of that size happen and make it look as effortless as they have for 38 years.
Or so.
Yeah, for sure. 38 or 37 or 38 years. And they do a beautiful job, the folks at the Detroit Free Press Marathon. So hats off to them. You know, and as most runners, hey, we understand. Thanks for making it good. And thanks for, you know, for taking care of it.
Yeah, at least they're not sweeping it under the carpet. So, and you know, everybody's going to get two shirts now.
Right.
Which is, you know, two badges of honor plus the medal and all the stories that they'll have to tell. Still will be a wonderful day.
Absolutely. So I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that. And that's also a really exciting day because that day is also Toronto Waterfront, Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront. Our good friend Alan Brooks puts that one on. And so that's the same day. Chicago is next weekend as well.
I think so.
Yeah, I believe all, you know, they're literally like the three majors, right? And they're all kind of on the same day. Chicago is now on I believe, the same day as Detroit is. Or no, Chicago's this weekend. Sorry, it's the 9th.
Thanksgiving weekend, they're right.
Yeah,
you're
it's Canadian Thanksgiving weekend. Sorry.
That's right.
So Chicago is on the 9th. So, and I know there's a lot of local runners here in the Windsor, Detroit, you know, the Tri-County region. Here in Southern Ontario and Southeastern Michigan that run Chicago as well. It's a great race, put on by Mike, another great race director. And, you know, we wish you guys all the best and all the luck in that race. You are listening to Running Flat Radio. It's now time for a song of the week. And the song of the week is that we kind of want to put it on your playlist. You want to get it out. It's usually an indie song. It's usually like hours old. This is Denny White with Psycho on Running Flat Radio.
I woke up, didn't feel like me. Shaking my limbs, lay under your sheets. Hold up, what did I drink? It's like another world got a grip on me. Maybe good luck fell on me. Cause I got what I want and not what I need. About time, just let it be. I'm singing those songs, moving my feet. Tell me you're the one for me to thank. Go and lock me up here in this place. Yeah. Got a psycho in my head, oh yeah, you brought it out. Yeah. Never gonna go back down, up here's more fun.
Do things differently when you got kids in the house, man. You gotta put up all your sex toys, your child finding, look, mommy, look, it vibrates.
He's back. Doing time. Uncut Live. November 10th, the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor.
If you see me on Dancing with the Stars, my career is over.
Don't miss Martin Lawrence. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations. Place mark must be 19 years of age or older to attend performance or enter the casino.
You work hard and deserve a vacation. So why settle for anything less than a champagne vacation with Sunwing, Canada's number one to the sun? Choose from the most convenient direct flights to the widest selection of top-rated resorts and experience the difference with our award-winning service. Save up to 50% on champagne vacations and receive our exclusive price drop guarantee when you book by October 7th. Visit your travel agent or...
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a TV? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Deppermans.
Here's the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. A partly cloudy sky for tonight. Light southeast winds, the low of 13. A mix of sun and cloud for tomorrow. Winds becoming south to 40 kilometers per hour tomorrow morning. The high of 24. Partly cloudy for tomorrow night. 40% chance of showers developing. The low of 17. A mix of sun and cloud for Thursday. The high of 24.
On October 11th, the Monopoly Coast to Coast game at McDonald's is back in Canada. So get ready for winners to start popping up all over the country. From St. John's to Victoria. Yes, could even be you, radio listener. With millions of prizes available and 1 in 5 chances, you can win a brand new car, cash, and more. What will you win? Prizes decrease and odds may change as prizes are claimed. See all game details and official rules at participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada or at mcdonalds.ca/Monopoly. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro. No purchase required.
Celebrating 151 years of Jack Miner, it's the 47th Annual Migration Festival. Enjoy a wine and cheese reception and the opening ceremonies at Merla's Coffee House and Eatery on October 13th. The Odd Couple Dinner Theater on October 14th at Migration Hall. Bands, floats, and entertainers for the Migration Fest Parade on October 15th. And free family-friendly activities at Lakeside Park from 1 till 4 on the 16th. There's so much more fun to be had at the 47th Annual Migration Festival, October 13th to the 16th. Migrationfestival.ca for more.
I woke up and I saw you pulling the straps, cutting me loose. No clocks here in this room. I needed no time to think this through. Yeah, I don't care. Oh, what's the use? Is it the flop or is it the roof? Is it a dream or is it all true? I'm going local, you and ask you. Got a cycle in my head, oh yeah, you brought me out, yeah. Never gonna go back down, up here's no fun.
And that's Danny White with Psycho here on Running Flat Radio, our song of the week. A little bit of 21 Pilots it sounds a lot like 21 Pilots. Yeah. Great song. Danny White, the thing's literally like hours old. It's now time for iRun Magazine.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
Welcome to the show, our good friend and editor-in-chief, Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine. How are you, Ben?
Yeah, man, I can't complain. Feeling good. Love that song.
Yeah, it's a groovy song.
Yeah, it's a little melancholy maybe, but still sort of rocking, you know. I can, it's very, very atmospheric.
You can double step that.
Yes, sir. There you go.
You can double step that. I know how you pace it out.
Uh-huh.
Hey, and you are coming down to Detroit.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that for sure.
That'll be fun.
Ben will not be running with me.
No, of course not.
We may have the same time in the end. I'm doing the half. He's doing the full. Looking forward to seeing you then. So you want to talk about the marathon journey?
Well, there was a woman. I think one of the things that we do best at iRun, I mean, we're sort of a small staff, so you're not going to necessarily get up-to-the-minute news from around the world with, like, you know, it's not Sports Illustrated, you know. And it's also not for your Olympic, you know, if you're an Olympic marathoner and you're trying to shave off 6 seconds, we don't have the pioneering tips for your top speed. What we do have are just sort of stories. I think what we thrive at, and where you always think, like, I know sometimes I go through this stuff and it's like, I can't, you know, another running story, but it's like, it's just amazing. And we got one in today that was just, it had a little of everything. And how this woman sort of transformed, and not transform, you don't want to put too fine of a point on it, but her journey to getting, she's running Chicago this weekend. And, you know, it's just incredible how you deal with what you go through and how, you know, you go through some injuries and, you know, and then, you miss a long run and, you know, and your diet and, like, all of these things because you're a human being. You know, she just did a real good job of capturing it in plain spoken English, you know, sort of what that journey is like and how rewarding it was and how she came to see herself in a different light. And I think it really captures some of the best of what we're trying to offer with this experience, you know, with the running life.
Yeah, you know, I can think of the last number of years we had a number of people on. I'd say most recently near, right after Le Chocolat, we had a guest on by the name of Amanda Sheehan. And she had lost close to 150 pounds
Holy moly.
Before she had run Le Chocolat as her first 5K ever.
Wow.
And she was on, and you know, for those who are interested, you can pick that up on podcast, either at runningflat.com/radio or on iTunes. Wonderful guest. And she had just made the cover of, I want to say it's not Prevention Magazine. She's on this week's cover, I'll think in 2 seconds.
Not Woman's World, something like that.
I'll have to, you know what? I'll have to get back to you on that.
All right, tweet it or put it on your Facebook.
It is Woman's World.
It might be. It was just in the Windsor Star.
Do you have a subscription?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's Dave O, by the way. Yeah. Dave Roshinsky joins me this week. Yeah, she's actually on the cover of Women's World this week, right around North America. And it's half her size is kind of like the big caption.
Yeah.
Amazing story.
And the thing about that stuff is, though, like, you know, what people need to, when people describe these journeys well, what you need to understand is it's like, you know, that these people aren't exceptional. I mean, their stick-to-itness is, but the things that they, you know, the ups and downs and the discouragement, and, you know, maybe you try it and it doesn't work once, and then, you know, you come back to it 5 months later and, you stick with it again. I mean, the woman in our piece, you know, she had done a half marathon, and she said she had sort of trained, she put training in quotes. You know, we've all been there where, like, you
air
know,
quotes.
Yeah, you're doing it, but you're not, like, totally invested, and, you know, and then when you get really into it, and then that sort of dissipates, and you have to kind of, you know, figure out the work-life balance, and you still have your friends that aren't runners, you know, and how do you maintain all of that? But, you know, if you just, and you play with it, right? It's like you don't have to do the exact same thing every day, and some weeks you're a little more, some weeks a little less, but the point is, if you can put 4 or 5 or 6 months, you know, you could start to develop, a balance that will last.
You know what, Ben? I think that's the whole key to life, right? I mean,
you
have to be that great alchemist and try to figure out what ingredients are really going to make you successful and what you want to do. And the reality is, you know, and you and I have talked about this off air for sure in the past, that, you know, Ironman has the highest divorce rate of any sport in the world.
Oh, I didn't, yeah.
Because all they do is swim all morning long, and then they basically run all afternoon long. And then and between their sleep and work,
wow.
and then they cycle all weekend long in training, and it's extremely difficult on marriages to be able to kind of accept that.
I'm just laughing because that is just ironic. It's like, wow, I'm an Ironman, but my kids don't have a dad.
Yeah, no.
Congratulations.
And you know what? And it is a very difficult thing. And my hat's off to. I have lots of friends who do Ironman or have done Ironman and. And you know, a lot of them have, you know, great arrangements with their wives. You know, one I can think of has an every other year.
Yeah.
She does one year, and then he'll do one the following year. And they kind of share that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's ways of doing that balance, right? But yeah, Ironman is famously known for that, of having just a really difficult amount of time. It's a massive commitment. And so is marathon training, with all due respect. Training itself is a commitment as well.
You see, that to me, it doesn't work. I think if it's, you know, if you lose your marriage, if you lose your, like, you know, that's just, I don't know, that's not, probably something was wrong in the first place. I mean, we don't need to get into psychiatry here, but, like, you know, you don't want to do these things and become more miserable for it. You know, you want the experience to be enriching. So you're not doing it just one time, you know, and it's like, oh my God, I never want to do that again. More like, you know, you've changed your lifestyle. It's healthy. You're happier.
Yeah. And there's ways around that, right? I mean, I know when I was ultra marathoning and I'd pack in, you know, the 120, 125 a week.
Yeah.
Those would be 4 o'clock in the morning runs.
Yeah.
So when I got back in, you know, from like a 20 or 30K run, I could make breakfast for the kids, wake them up, and have that experience, right? It wasn't, put it this way, my training wasn't taking away from their time.
Uh-huh. You know, that's what you want. Yeah, that's what, I mean, that was the stuff I was getting into in my book. Like, the whole reason I became a runner is I wanted to be a better dad, you know. And so if you're doing, or, you know, I wanted to be a better husband, a better father, a better person. So it's like, you know, maybe if you're going to, you know, you have a long run the next day, maybe, you know, you leave the bar an hour earlier the night before. Things
really?
Like that.
Jeez. I just want to be a better runner. No one told me you had to pay that kind of price. Such is life, my friend. Such is life. There's always a price to pay.
How it goes.
Balance. You gotta get some balance. Work-life balance, some exercise-life balance, some nutritional balance, you know?
And you don't have to be, I mean, and the big thing is, the big, big thing. So, I mean, what me and you are always trying to do is lower the barrier to enter. So it's like you don't have to be perfect. You know, you could train for a marathon, an ultra marathon, a 5K, and, like, that doesn't mean you will never have a chicken wing. You know, it just means that, like, don't throw back 16, 17 of them before you've got to run. Just, you know, keep it in.
I'm not going on that long run with you, man.
Keep it in because you can still live a normal life. I mean, you know, she had to, in our story, she's very good about it. Like, you know, she had a real urge to see her friends, so she went to a rock festival and she got drunk and she's still running the Chicago Marathon, and you, that's fine, you know?
It is.
Because you don't want to feel, whenever you start doing that, you feel that, like, you're neglecting too much stuff, you're cutting off too much stuff, then you build up a little bit of, an animosity for the sport. And what you want to have, what makes you a better runner, is when it's love fueling you.
Amen to that.
Agreed. All right.
Brother Ben.
Preach.
We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate your time, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
Ben Kaplan is the editor-in-chief of Iron Magazine. Joins us every week on Running Flat Radio with some of his insights to the sport, and really what it is it's humanity. It's the humanity of runners.
Yeah, he makes a lot of good points.
He always does.
Very true.
And so special thanks to our guests this week, Mary Grace Taylor from Prevention Magazine and Dave O. Thank you for joining me, as well as Ben Kaplan from Iron Magazine. If for information about Pele Island Winery, Half Marathon in 17, which is sold out, or Zombie Chase, or any of the other runs that we produce over at Running Flat, go to runningflat.com. And, you know, go to our Facebook pages. Every one of our races has their own Facebook page, so check it out, or check us out at Twitter at Running Flat. And thanks to all of you who are downloading the show in record numbers and allowing me to keep you company for your run, your walk, your workout. We'll be back in 7 days, and that's with Dr. Tarhuni from the Windsor Cardiac Center. Until then, I'm Chris Uzinski. Keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.